Hello and welcome to the Yes to Life show on UK Health Radio. I'm Robin Daly, host for the show and founder of Yes to Life, the UK's integrative cancer care charity. Our job is to help people find out about their options for taking a holistic approach to their care, one that includes lifestyle and complementary approaches. This week's show is a little different to usual in that it's a tribute to a pioneering practitioner in the field of ketogenics for cancer, who sadly died recently. We're remembering Patricia Daly, and joining me today is Egyptian oncologist Dr. Wafaa Abdelhadi, a close colleague of Patricia's in recent years. Welcome back to the Yes to Life show, Dr. Wafaa.
Thank you, Robin. It's always a pleasure to be with you.
Yeah, great to have you as my guest. So today's subject for discussion is going to be double-edged, I anticipate. I've never really done a show before looking back over the life of someone who's recently died, but I think this will be both a celebration and an acknowledgement of our shared loss. My namesake, Patricia Daly, left us, what was it, 4 months ago already?
Yes, on the 12th of January, 2025.
Yeah. Yes. So she worked closely with you in her last year after you merged your activities under the Aware Clinic banner. And hers is a story of two journeys, really. I think a personal one and a public and professional one, which were heavily intertwined and they were informed by each other continually. But they were both contained in one life of someone who was courageous. They were clever, charming, skilled, delightful, kind.
Yes.
And funny. So today's to celebrate and remember Patricia and all her many contributions to our lives. What was it in the first place that drew you to want to partner with Patricia?
Well, it's very like strange and funny how the universe like brings two people together from like Egypt and Ireland. You know, we met on Facebook.
Right.
And, yeah, back in 2013. So we're just live chatting on a common Facebook group about natural therapies for cancer, etc. And then I noticed her, and she noticed our, you know, how we reply to people on the group, etc. So in 2015, I told her like, so Patricia, like, you are very different than any nutritional therapist I have known. And I'm not very good at all at nutrition because we never take nutrition in medicine. And we never actually give vitamins to patients on a prescription. Yeah, maybe after the era of the COVID, now we give vitamin D. But so we started chatting and then we started collaborating since 2017 heavily with patients. And then COVID hit. So we were all paralyzed at home, not doing anything. So I thought, listen, why don't we merge together? Like Wafaa under Aware Clinic, because Patricia was so kind, she was so scientific, she was so humble, and at the same time she was one of the stresses in Patricia's life, apart from her childhood that I'm gonna tell you about it, is that she was afraid that someone would attack her because she's saying scientific stuff and she's not a doctor, so she was always very careful, researching everything till the last bit. So I told her, if you are under the umbrella of Aware Clinic, everything will be under my supervision as a medical doctor and an oncologist. So whatever you say about cancer, whatever you say about metabolic health, I am there to support you. So we merged actually in 2024. We did
right.
A very nice Aware Clinic launch that I'm going to actually put on the YouTube. I'm developing a YouTube channel now as we speak.
Okay.
For people to be aware. And I'm going to do it in actually English, Arabic, and French.
Oh.
Hopefully, if Elka, our third, we were the trio of our clinic, me, Patricia Daly, and Elka Lawrence. She's a cardiologist, lipidologist in Munich, Germany.
Okay.
So if she's half the time, she can do it in German as well, because we need to spread the word as much as we can. Like what you do, like I'm very, like it's a very honorable and important thing that what you're doing, Robin, like, and congratulations for the awards as well.
Thank you.
Yeah, so in 2024, we merged and we founded something called the Recovery Fundamentals Program. And that's when instead of doing like, it's a one-on-one So basically, you learn everything, what you do in your life from the food, from the macros, glucose spikes, why it's dangerous in initiation, development and progression, metastasis of cancer, how it actually affects you on the metabolic of like all the metabolic diseases, like starting from neurodegeneration to thyroid to gut health, etc. And we loved working together because it was like a network of, you know, professionals, and we like keep passing like scientific scientific studies with each other. So that's when I knew Patricia Beck, since 2013 until now.
Long time, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, nice. So a little context for those who either didn't know her at all or just knew her through her work. Despite sharing my very Irish surname and living in Ireland, Patricia had roots elsewhere, betrayed, I think, by her rather unusual accent. Would you tell us a little bit about her background, whatever you know?
Yeah, so Patricia, she always calls herself like I'm part Swiss, part Irish. Both her lovely parents, they live in Switzerland. I've got the chance to have met them in a couple of Keto Life conferences. I hiked with them, actually. And her brother, Jonathan, is there as well in Switzerland. So, you know, like also how the universe works. At the end of the day, she is a co-founding member of the Keto Life conference in Switzerland. So she went back. Yes, so she went back
in Switzerland,
doing what
right.
She loved. So yes, she was a triathlete champion in Ireland, and she was overtraining. She was taking her lecture from a triathlete to a cancer patient to a nutritional therapist. Back in 2008, she was diagnosed with cancer. She moved to Ireland, I think, in 2006.
Mm-hmm.
She had a full-time job, still was practicing really hard for her triathlon. And that's like the physical stress and emotional stress, traveling and doing this and that have financial stress as well. So, and she thinks in her lecture, and that's what I think too, that what led to the break of the cancer at the first place in 2008, the uveal melanoma. And it's an interesting story, actually, because Patricia is my living miracle as a conventional oncologist, now integrative oncologist. But she was a living miracle because I can see everyone actually online can see all of her. Like when she had the tumor in her eye, you can actually see it. When she was in hospital having plaque radiotherapy and proton beam therapy. And in 2000, when she had two recurrences in 2012, she said, okay, that's it. And then she contacted Thomas Seyfried in Boston, and Professor Thomas Seyfried and Dominic D'Agostino. That's when she started the ketogenic diet and the metabolic health therapy, which has actually made her very aggressive cancer sitting just there in her eye for 16 years, not moving. So for me, she was like a Swiss miracle.
Yeah, she's definitely a miracle. Well, yeah, maybe you just want to fill out her story. Her health journey, of course, is central to what she did. She moved out of, obviously, this her ambitions in sport and all the rest of it, and completely transferred her interest to health and well-being, and particularly cancer, and obviously through personal experience. So maybe you just want to fill out the story, what happened to her, what she did, and how her life went from that point.
Yeah, so when she was diagnosed with cancer in 2008, she had like the biopsy, so that was a surgery, and then they placed radiotherapy in her eye. They told her that she might lose her vision, which she didn't. And then she had a recurrence in 2010. They told her, like, the next thing is we will take out your eye. She refused. They did a proton beam therapy. And then in 2012, so she always said I was like a Swiss clock, like 2008, first diagnosis. 2010, like 2 years later, a recurrence. 2 years later, another recurrence. And then after she did the proton beam therapy, she just said, I've had it. She contacted Dr. Thomas Seyfried, did her scientific research in a very thorough manner, and she got on board of a ketogenic diet, therapeutic ketogenic diet. Mm.
When you say she'd had it with conventional treatment, you mean a conventional approach? Or...
only radiotherapy.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Yeah. That, so she said she wasn't going to have any more of that, basically. That's what you mean.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, yeah, the normal treatment, like most of my uveal melanoma patients, so of course, after I had, after Patricia and I, we merged together, I had all her uveal melanoma patients come to me. But most of them, unfortunately, they inoculated their eyes. And this is something actually by itself is traumatic. But what can you do? Like you go to an oncologist, they tell you you have a tumor in your eye, so we're going to take it out.
All right.
But this is by itself like the deepest trauma one can have.
Mm.
And some of them, they still have their eye, but they do like injections of something to prevent new vessel formations. And they are doing great. But she beat the odds. Did you say that? Because actually her vision with the metabolic approach improved.
Ridiculous.
And she didn't lose it.
Yeah.
So what she did is she looked at everything. She looked at inflammation, the gut-brain connections, traveling, of course, throughout the triathlon and throughout the world with her banking job back then. It's caused a lot of microbial disturbances. And now I study, and actually at the last IPM, I was showing people about the melanoma patients on immunotherapy. If they don't have the right gut microbiome, they don't respond.
Right.
So there are a lot of data now that we are studying about the gut microbiota, which gut microbiome is for this immunotherapy, etc. But she didn't need that because she was doing great. She was teaching. She was advocating for what she was doing, putting everything, all her life on social media. And but in 2024, so after we merged by 6 months, she had a major stress in her life, family-wise and then financially, and a lot of work to be done to support the family, etc. So she had a lot of sleepless nights, months. And then all of a sudden, like in 2 months, the cancer just spread everywhere. Like it was like she called me. I saw her in June. She was feeling, she looked like horrible and tired, but she was still cheerful as we know Patricia. And but then by late July, she called me. She told me, I think I have ascites, which is like water inside the abdomen from cancer proliferation or low albumin. So, and I told her like to do this physical testing as a doctor, like, and then I told her run to the A&E and have this checked out. So she found that she had metastasis in her abdomen and liver. And I was like shocked by the CT scan that I saw. So I told her, like, why don't we go immediately to Dr. Henning Saupa in Germany? Because he was our common friend and he was at the last Keto Live conference. So I told her, this is uveal melanoma. We're not joking. This is one of the most aggressive cancers. There's no treatment for it. So please just pack your bags, go to Germany, have the treatment, and then we'll take it from there.
UK Health Radio.
The station that makes you feel good.
UK Health Radio.
The station that makes you feel good.
Unfortunately, she said, look, I want to go through the system because I don't want to put a financial burden on my family. So she started the immunotherapy, which is on the international guidelines, which if I were an unconventional oncologist, I would give it to her, of course. But I wasn't comfortable with the immunotherapy that she's taking. We read all the data. We actually repopulated her microbiota with the strains that needed to be there for the checkpoint inhibitor to work.
Yeah.
But she was not getting any improvement and she started developing pleural effusion. So she put in like chest tubes and with the great work of Dr. Henning Saupa was very supportive throughout Germany. So what happened is I told her, listen, this is not working. And we need to start you on like aggressive integrated therapy. So why don't we send your biopsy to Dusseldorf to have this test done that Dr. Henning always does for the patients? So this test, it analyzes the tumor genetics with the microenvironment around it to tell you how the cancer has developed barriers against the immune system to recognize it.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever you hit him with, it will never work. And I explained this in many of my lectures about the tumor immune microenvironment. So yes, the test showed that she is eligible for that immunotherapy. However, if she took it at that time, she will have hyperprogression, which is increased dramatically in the volume of her cancer. And this is exactly what happened.
Bye.
After three cycles of immunotherapy. So if we had that test done prior to her treatment, she might have been with us now. Yeah. Anyways, the good news is that we learn even from our hardest experiences. So Dr. Henning Saupa kindly sent us like IV nutraceuticals across the countries. And we started her on treatment at home. Despite the progression, the doctors told her you have few weeks to live. She lived with us 5 months later because we were supporting her very, very well. One of the things that I want to stress is that do not underestimate the power of nutrition. Because someone with stage 4, very debilitated stage that she was in, she couldn't eat as she should have. So I think that her physician should have given her intravenous nutrition, ketogenic. Now we are actually in the process of manufacturing very high quality keto IV food, parenteral nutrition with a company in Paris that I am integrating with. For those cases.
Yeah.
And the second thing is just do not underestimate, for the oncologist, do not underestimate the person in front of you. Because there have been several requests for me to do certain things that they have denied because she's an end-stage cancer patient. But what they didn't understand that she was Patricia Daly.
Right.
So anyways, up till the last minute, like we were fighting the night she passed away, we were talking over the phone. I was like, yes, we should do this. And tomorrow we'll ask them about this and that. But then her body was too weak and she just gave up on the 12th of January.
Mm.
Oof.
Amazing. Yeah, it's quite a story. But as you say, that kind of the sort of force of personality, if you like, that carries a person forward. Through immense difficulties. I mean, we've seen it over and over again, people completely defying their prognosis just through being determined, actually.
Yeah.
And, of course, they do lots of things because they're determined, but in fact, it's kind of the basis of it is their relationship to life and their determination to maintain life, which carries them through all sorts of immense difficulties. So, yeah.
The thing is, Robin, what I would like to add is that integrative therapy works. You know, like she had pleural effusion, but we were giving her mistletoe, and it actually cleared out the pleural effusion totally. So the thing is that people, like doctors, don't like we do that behind their backs. You know, like why don't you integrate with the person if that person is stage 4? As an oncologist, you should respect their wishes, their fight for life. And they are looking at the half full cup, while the oncologist is always looking at the half empty.
Right.
Like, so anyways, I cherish every moment I have with Patricia, and I am trying as Aware Clinic to keep her legacy going, have snippets from her videos, have people, young nutritional therapists and other doctors get the benefit of her knowledge and build on it, hopefully.
Excellent. So, you know, I think the thing to summarize from her whole story is, of course, well, you know, what would her journey have looked like just if she just had conventional care? And it's like night and day, these two pictures, really, isn't it? Because the prognosis for her cancer is very poor indeed, isn't it?
Yes.
Do you want to just tell us typically what happens to somebody with that kind of melanoma?
Well, metastatic uveal melanoma, actually, it's very grave. But the way she was handling it was amazing, to tell you the truth. Because she knew exactly, like, I would like from every patient, whether it was cancer or autoimmune disease, that they have to be in sync with their body. They have to listen to the signs that their body is trying to tell them. And as Patricia said, you have to notice the change in pattern. When you have like a regular life, you don't get sick quite oftenly, and then some patterns change, that's when you should stop and rethink about what happened so that you can prevent something from happening. Uveal melanoma, it takes like 6 months, 1 year maximum for a uveal melanoma non-metastatic. Metastatic is very grim. It goes so fast. She had been with us like after the diagnosis for more than 6 months with a good quality of life. And you should like highlight on this. So I believe that what Patricia has been doing, because I get a lot of messages telling like, Patricia had done it all and still we lost her. Yes, but she lived 16 years with the cancer in her body, cornered in her eye. So this is a miracle.
Certainly is.
To live 16 years with this kind of tumor. So I believe that what you're doing at the Yes to Life charity, thank you very much, Robin, for that, and all the efforts you've done through the past 20 years is amazing, because you are educating people. Awareness is important. If you're aware about what's going on inside your body and the options that you have, and then you should be the CEO of your body. You determine what's happening. Yes, you go to an oncologist, of course, but you have to hopefully be with an oncologist who is open to the, I'm not going to call it alternative medicine anymore, because it's integrative.
Great. All right. Thank you.
Yeah.
So, going back to the journey along, well, the first time I actually met Patricia was when she came and spoke for us at our annual conference. So 2016, the conference was entitled Cancer as a Metabolic Epigenetic Disease. So in the UK, this was actually a groundbreaking event. We had Patricia there, but there's also Travis Christofferson, author of Dripping Over the Truth, Dr. Rob Verkirk from the Alliance for Natural Health, Dr. Ndaba Matsubuku from the Care Oncology, which was revolutionizing the area as well, and Jane McClellan, that made her first public appearance there 2 years before she published her book, How to Starve Cancer, in 2018. So this event, we were presenting pioneers in the field of cancer, of metabolic science. It was all the kind of first wave after Siegfried. He was a kind of turning point. People, of course, have been working away on metabolic science behind the scenes for years and for decades. But his book was a kind of a turning point where it suddenly became much more public in 2012. And this was kind of the first wave of it hitting the UK. And it was exciting times. And delighted to meet Patricia then. She was a force. But also that same year, she published the result of a partnership with another person who was a fellow cancer survivor and chef, Dominique Kemp, The Ketogenic Kitchen. So it's a very successful and brilliant resource for lots of people, indeed still is. But it was also highly controversial. And we noticed that Patricia kind of disappeared off our radar for some years at that point. Why? Well, as I found out later, she was battling away with relentless attacks from the kind of established diet and nutrition organizations. And the whole world of science and medicine is absolutely brutal as far as I'm concerned. And this kind of aggressive stance towards anything new that comes along was not only unwarranted, but it's actually, it's not in the interests of patients at all. It's about holding things back and not being interested in new science. Do you know much about that period in Patricia's life when she was up against it?
Yes. She would have like calls for hours about people. Like she was doing her dissertation in the master's and she would send me drafts and I would like revise over. So that was around the time. And she would get like angry clients calling her like about this or that. And then we would get the scientific data. She was under a lot of stress. And that was like, this is the exact time, like before the COVID where you were mentioning. And that's when I told her, like, work with my patients, just forget all about it, and then we will resurface. So it was a very stressful time for her, but thankfully she finished her master's degree in nutritional therapy, and that gave her even like solid ground to re-fight again to
yes.
do the battle. It was always a battle, and with the Keto Life Center, when Keto Life Center actually does not bring only Patricia, she was a co-founding member, but the level of scientists that they bring on board is amazing. Like Benjamin Bickman, always Thomas Seyfried was at their first conference, and now he has Tomasz Duraj representing him in every conference.
Yes.
Dominic D'Agostino. So having this the leverage of being around those scientists as a nutritional therapist gave her more credibility to fight back. So
yes,
but it was like it takes a village, you know, Robin.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Talk a little bit about the whole keto initiative, because of course it's a massive thing in her life, a massive thing to be involved in, and it quite a game changer in terms of attitude. Do you want to say a little bit about that?
Well, it stopped her cancer totally for 16 years.
Right.
And she has been so she started the ketogenic diet when she spoke with Dr. Thomas Seyfried. For anyone who wants to put the brakes on cancer, they need to get their glucose ketone index before below 2. And that's what she was doing. She was teaching people how to, because a ketogenic diet can be actually very boring,
yes,
sometimes limited. And then according, and when the epigenetic revolution, as you mentioned, we started to actually modify a ketogenic diet according to people's genetics. So some people cannot tolerate high saturated fatty acid. So high saturated fats would give them like high cholesterol and make them feel not good. So we modify them according to their genetics to have less like and more unsaturated fatty acid. And then Josephine Barbarino, who is a keto activist as well, because she reversed her type 2 diabetes and hypertension with a ketogenic diet.
Right, so she was somebody who came from personal experience as well.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly. Aren't we all, Robin?
Yes.
Aren't we all?
Yeah, that's the way it is.
Yes, so we're all, Robin, coming from personal experience. That's why I shifted from convention into integrative. So it's all from personal experience. But I think that the work you're doing in Yes to Life can actually, because it's a big organization, can actually shift minds of doctors as well, I hope.
I hope so. It's beginning to happen. Beginning.
Yes.
Only just
yes.
Beginning, but that's better than nothing.
But we are building the village, so we are.
Exactly,
we are,
yeah.
Yes.
Now we've got our foot in the door, I think.
Yes, absolutely.
Yes.
I'm so happy to be part of that. Thank you.
Yeah, well, very happy to have you on board. So the Keto Live, they've got some big ambitions, haven't they? How are things going? Do you want to report on that?
Yes, they're doing great. They're publishing data about so ketogenic diet with diabetes, ketogenic diet with mental diseases, especially bipolar, because we have Professor Ian Campbell there at the Stanford UK University, who does actually clinical trials on himself and the patients. He hasn't been taking any medications for bipolar for over 8 years now, just on a ketogenic diet. We have ketogenic diet with cancer, and now I'm involved with Dr. Thomas Seyfried, Dominic D'Agostino, Tomas Duray, Isabella Cooper, and many others in something called the International Society of Metabolic Oncology. We just had our first meeting a few weeks ago.
Awesome.
Yes, so we are doing this, publishing, so we will be tackling everything like nutrition therapy. We have Miriam Kalamian with us as well, author of Keto for Cancer.
Yeah.
And we have dietary changes, lifestyle changes, medications, supplementation, nutrigenomics. So we will be tackling, we are making subcommittees for that. And so the Keto Live actually is talking also about ketogenic diet for kidney diseases.
Mm-hmm.
And we have Dr. Thomas Wimes there, who is the owner of the Santa Barbara's lab in the United States. So we are publishing a lot. We have also on board always Keto Mojo.
Yeah.
So we always have the patient's data on the cloud. After their permission, of course, we gather the data and we publish. So there are a lot of things, I think, thanks to the Keto Live conference on the way. We have a brilliant scientist who is head of the research there, Dr. Adrian Sotomayor, who published the cholesterol paper with Dave Feldman and Nick Norwitz. So a lot of exciting things are happening at the Keto Life Society.
Mm. Yeah, there's some pretty mind-opening things have emerged from the ketogenic diet. The effects in mental health, for example, are something that maybe not many people would have anticipated. I certainly didn't.
Amazing.
Yeah, well, yes. I think there are lots of things like this that are coming out. And I think essentially, of course, there are lots of great scientists involved, but essentially, these are kind of grassroots movements, of medicine. They're outside of the mainstream. And it's kind of like, well, we need some answers. You know, people are just voting with their feet and saying, okay, let's get on and do this ourselves. And so we have amazing citizen scientists. We have practitioners and scientists with personal experience who decide to sort of change horses and start looking in another direction. All this kind of thing where it's a very personal journey for all the people involved. And the progress is quite startling, the way things are now happening. So it's very exciting, I think.
Yes, absolutely. And like you said, we are doing, you know, when you like eggs are bad, eggs are like very beneficial for you. And then ghee and butter are bad, and then ghee or butter are good. And then vitamin E causes cancer. No, vitamin A causes cancer. And then you give people like high doses of vitamin A to prevent cancer. You know, so it's now with having such scientists, such organizations, we can actually do proper scientific papers based on the patient's like lifestyle, the age, epidemiology, his proper diet. So we are getting there. I'm very hopeful.
Yeah, yeah, me too. Okay, so maybe you want to talk a little bit about the last year or so of Patricia's life when you partnered up and you're working together. Do you want to say a bit more about the things you did together, that your program that you developed together?
Yes, absolutely. So after seeing, like, you know, when you work at a clinic with a nutrition therapist and then you go and see the patient and you say the same thing over and over again, and then you become so exhausted and it's time consuming. So we've decided, okay, Patricia, instead of me telling the patients how to modify their life, which is people would say, yes, I live healthy, but they actually don't. Okay, like, oh, I live a healthy life and yet I got cancer. So I'm like, or yes, I live a healthy life and then I got an autoimmune disease. Because we weren't only addressing cancer patients. We were addressing people with reflux, with fatigue, with autoimmunity, etc. So she developed from her vast experience the Recovery Fundamentals program, and I supervised every video in it. And she was teaching people from the beginning, like the mindset. What is your purpose from entering this program?
Right.
And what are your next steps? And first it was a self-paced program, but then Patricia, because she's very meticulous and she's very hardworking, no, I'm going to do like a weekly check-in with the group. And we called it the Recovery Fundamental Clinics. We didn't want to call it a Recovery Fundamental Support Group because there are many support groups. Because people don't open. It's not like some, like it's not a circle that people are going to explain their worries. But they do send their questions 48 hours prior to the meeting. And then me and Patricia, we go through them. If something is medical, just I pop in and I answer it. If something is nutritional, then Patricia would answer all the questions. So it was like a weekly clinic. And then she got so exhausted. So I told her, Patricia, so let's make it monthly. And I think that was part of the things that was actually exhausted. She used to enjoy meeting people online.
Yeah.
And she was like a fire of energy, optimism.
Yes,
and
absolutely.
Yeah, she was so funny. So, but then I told her, like, let's make it monthly. So she said, no, absolutely no. You make it monthly and I will make it still weekly. And she was developing with Elka Lawrence, and we're going to launch that soon, a fasting program on how to fast, why to fast, what's the best fast for everyone. Because people like would go online and say, fasting will cure everything, but like you need to be eligible to fast first. And then we, after that, we embarked the journey of the Keto Center to Keto Live conference together. And hopefully in end of this year, there will be some published case studies that Patricia and I did. They were fantastic.
Great.
Yes, so I have changed her Recovery Fundamentals program into a self-paced evergreen. So people can just learn from Patricia. And if they need anything, they can book a consult with me or one of the metabolic counselor on Aware Clinic, where they can go with them hand to hand if they want, if they need, like Patricia was doing with all the group. So that's it. And we said goodbye in last January. Like we couldn't, we didn't even, it was like we parted in January 2024 and she left us in January 2025. So it was just a short official collaboration, but we have been collaborating years and years ago.
Amazing. And obviously she brought her own particular self to this whole journey, her own outlook and you know, her own experience. If you were to sum up kind of what she's brought to the field that you're working in, what would you say it was?
I think she brought peace of mind.
Right.
People were overwhelmed about, they're Googling a lot of things. And then she would like, so our weekly clinics were not guessing. We were just, people would ask very complicated questions. We researched them. And then we just give them the cut edge, like this is what you should do. So she was bringing to people peace of mind, hope, and that you can do it. No matter what stage you are at, no matter what disease you are facing, if you tune into the miracle of the human body, you can actually help it to recover and heal itself.
All right. And she was obviously talking from personal experience there. Which, of course, makes her a marvelous advocate for that confidence.
Yes.
Having that confidence in the human body. Yeah, it's something that constantly strikes me is that, you know, the human body, you know, they speak about cancer like it's some alien invader, and that I don't buy that myself. I never did, really, because to me, the body, whatever you do to it, however badly you treat it, it does its very best to get well, stay whole, and keep you going. And every little cell in you is busy doing that stuff 24/7 without me telling it to. It's just getting on with the job. And it's a natural force of life that, you know, every part of my body is responding naturally to the situation in hand to move life forward, to keep me well. And that's an incredible thing. It's unbelievably complex what's going on, you know, way beyond anything we can understand. But a total wonder, you know, and it is something to have confidence in. And the story of cancer is, you know, somehow some part of yourself attacking yourself just, to me, is ridiculous. And we'll find out why it isn't that fairly soon at the rate we're going, I think. And so, I think that kind of faith in our human bodies and in our health and well-being, being able to regain it from all sorts of extraordinary circumstances. Well, it's borne out in my experience of being with thousands of people over the last 20 years who've done exactly that. They've gone beyond my expectations. You know, people who I've kind of had the thought, oh, blimey, they've had it. You know, I've been wrong over and over again, you know. And eventually you give in and say, yeah, well, maybe anything's possible because it is. And so that's an amazing thing. Yeah, so look, Patricia's personal health story was to write the last chapter for her. But I wonder if you'd like to just tell us some little story, any memory, something you really gives you a fond memory of Patricia and who she was.
Oh, my God. Like, I don't know. You surprised me with this question, Robin, because, like, there are so many fond memories.
Well, just pick any old one.
So... we used to travel a lot together and like, you know, share expenses, you know, and we used to like, there was this time in Zurich airport. So on our way back from Keto Life, like we go to Migros. It's a supermarket before the passport check.
Okay.
We'd get our like chocolate for the kids. Of course, it's not keto, but you know how kids love chocolates, etc. And then go out. And then when we were at the lounge, and she said, like, Wafa, do you know what do I have in my pocket? And I told her, no, what, Patricia? And then she gets out an avocado. She cuts it open like, this is the best avocados ever. They are from Switzerland. They have the best avocados. And like, she would surprise me, you know, every now and then with something. Like, she gets an avocado out of her pocket. We had so many wonderful, funny memories together. I just can't... pinpoint on one of the funniest thing, but we've shared like the good, the bad, and but mostly we had a lot of fun together, even in her last days. Like, how can I get this freaking cancer out of me? I'm like, and she was like laughing about it, you know. But then like she was a fantastic person, really. Like, she was a flawless person, humble, transparent. Maybe she's the one of the fewest people, or maybe the only person who was thriving with cancer. Right. And I can actually, right, as a conventional oncologist, see her scans, you know, the scans, the labs, everything from 2008 until the day she passed away. So I just hope for a reincarnation of Patricia Daly soon, because I miss her so much.
Yeah. Yeah, we all do.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Robin, for this lovely episode.
Yeah, thank you so much for coming on to share, because you obviously had this very special connection with her, and many, many people love her dearly, and I'm sure will appreciate hearing your stories of her. So, yeah, thanks very much indeed.
Thank you, Robin, for having me. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Well, it sounds as though Patricia is going to continue to inspire and teach long after she left us. Many thanks for listening today. I'd love it if you can join me again next week, when I'll be back with another Yes to Life show here on UK Health Radio. Goodbye.